rebound for the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After two straight quarters of GDP shrinkage, a return to growth. Fox's Jenny Casola is here live to detail the Just Out reports.
Dave, the gross domestic product rose 2.6% in the summer quarter. It's a positive reading after the GDP declined in the first half of the year, and the overall GDP number came in stronger than forecast. However, it's not necessarily showing broad improvement in the economy. Excluding transportation, the GDP declined 0.5% in the quarter. And another important reading in the report, core capital goods orders declined 0.7%. The main engine of the economy, consumer spending, has been relatively stable this year. It was up 1.4% in the quarter, Dave.
Jenny, we also got an employment report, a slight increase in first-time jobless claims last week. 217,000, the number of Americans continuing to collect, rose to 1.4 million. We may get President Biden's reaction to the economic news later when he goes to Syracuse, New York, putting a spotlight on Micron technology.
The White House says the company plans to construct the largest semiconductor manufacturing facility in the U.S. and will create tens of thousands of jobs. The president is likely to tout the Bipartisan CHIPS Act, which was an investment to surge production of American-made semiconductors.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. In Georgia, Herschel Walker, a pro-life Republican running for Senate, is facing a second accuser. Another woman anonymously claims he paid for her to get an abortion.
We don't need people in the U.S. Senate who confess one thing and do another.
Walker, who's trying to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, denies it, just like he denied the first allegation, telling Fox,
"Well, that's a lie. And I've said that's a lie, and I hope people can see right now that Raphael Warnock and the left would do whatever they can to win this seat bite."
More than a million voters have already cast ballots early in Georgia. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, there was a return to economic growth last quarter, slightly more than expected. GDP rose 2.6%, but there is concern about what a railroad strike could do to the economy, halting freight shipments. A second union has rejected a tentative agreement on a new contract.
The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen voting against a tentative agreement between unions, railroad managers, and members of the Biden administration, citing frustrations over lack of paid sick time. The group, which represents over 6,000, going back to the bargaining table. Nearly 61% who voted opposing the deal, even though it included 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters rejecting the contract earlier this month, while six unions have approved it. All 12 must ratify the tentative agreement to prevent a potential strike, which officials fear could cripple the supply chain. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Democrats have made abortion rights a big issue in the campaign after the Supreme Court's ruling allowing states to ban or restrict abortion. And a fight over funding in Pennsylvania is now at the state's Supreme Court.
The Pennsylvania law that prevents Medicaid coverage for abortions was created 40 years ago. Providers, which include Planned Parenthood, say that violates the state's Equal Rights Amendment. The plaintiffs say no rule involving Medicaid and abortion coverage harms only men. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers dispute that, saying men can be harmed if they paid for abortions Medicaid did not cover. Pennsylvania law allows abortions up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. The state justices who heard the case, a majority of them Democrats, have taken the case under advisement. No timetable for a decision has been given. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, after that report on the economy, Dow futures surging up more than 300 points, but NASDAQ futures are down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.